This is Long-Term Care Connections for January 28, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. CMS has identified an issue with one of the data files scheduled for the January 28 Nursing Home Compare Refresh. As a result, new files will need to be reprocessed. To ensure data accuracy and quality, they will postpone the January refresh to February 5th. Send any questions to regulatory@acanCal.org. The deadline to apply for the 2026 National Quality Awards was extended to tomorrow, January 29, due to last week's Microsoft outages. The Quality Award program helps you to evaluate your organization's strengths and opportunities, identify critical areas for improvement, and implement a plan to be stronger, more resilient, and more successful than ever before. Be sure to submit your application by 5 p.m. tomorrow to be considered for this year's cycle. Find all the info you need and the link to apply today on the awards portal at acanCal.org. CMS recently released a new online form for providers to submit complaints about Medicare Advantage plans. It is important to note that any submitted complaints must be beneficiary-focused for CMS to review. Once submitted, the complaint will be sent to the Health Plan Management System Complaints Tracking Module, where CMS will review and triage before assigning a contract number. ACA has long advocated for a provider-initiated complaint process and is pleased to see this new option become available. They encourage providers to use this form to highlight ongoing Medicare Advantage access and care delivery issues in skilled nursing and post-acute care settings. Find the link to the form, as well as contacts at ACA's Policy and Population Health Department for questions, on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. CMS has released a number of additional new resources in recent weeks, including a new fact sheet that illustrates how Medicare 5-day and PPS discharge combined assessments can impact a facility's annual Medicare payment update calculation. Providers should anticipate a more in-depth training focused on the criteria for success in the near future. They have also published updates about the IKEA's transition regarding the refresh quality, certification, and oversight reports following the July 2025 data freeze and a Dear Administrator letter regarding the impacts of transition-related data discrepancies in nursing home compare data. Find more information about all of these updates on LTC Connections online. Nurse delegation training is now available as a free resource for anyone wanting to learn more about RN delegation. The act of delegating nursing tasks to qualified, trained caregivers can be tricky, particularly with all the moving parts of what must be documented, checked off, and filed. Whether you are an administrator or a nurse, learning what is expected of the RN delegator is critical to regulatory compliance. WACA's own Vicky McNeely has developed this new resource, which is available on the WACA Education Portal. The 15 short videos cover topics such as what can and cannot be delegated, how to determine caregiver competency in a delegated task, tips and hints for a successful RN delegation system, and more. The nurse delegation training from WACA also includes links to DSHS delegation forms, additional articles, and other resources. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections or the education portal at education.waca.org to find the training. WACA members, you're invited to share your stories. We are looking for assisted living and skilled nursing facility representatives to share positive stories that have impacted operations, staff, or residents' lives. These positive stories will be shared at our WACA-hosted 2026 RCS Provider Forums. Presentations are generally 10 to 15 minutes and can reflect changes made, programs adopted, or resident outcomes that positively reflect the care and services long-term care facilities provide every day, which often go unnoticed. The RCS Provider Forums are held quarterly, with the next coming up on March 5th. Please contact Vicky McNeely or Elena Madrid if you would like to participate. In this week's grassroots update, we're calling on our members to support nurse delegation legislation. Visit the WACA Advocacy Action Center today to urge your legislators to support critical proposed legislation, HB 2425 or SB 6107, which strengthens quality care and safety by modernizing the delegation of nursing tasks, allowing registered nurses to make delegation decisions based on the patient's needs rather than the care setting. The legislation represents a continuation of a long-standing, successful model that ensures residents and patients continue receiving safe, person-centered care and uplifts our long-term care workforce by ensuring stability and skills training across disciplines. Send a message to your legislators today and uplift those who protect Washington seniors. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Join Waka and other expert presenters for the Virtual Winter Symposium, February 17th to 19th. This fully virtual conference will focus on leadership, operations, and regulatory and legislative issues. You can earn up to 5 CEUs for each day you attend from the comfort of your home or office. Save the date. We have several signature Waka virtual workshops coming up in March. The Lead Assisted Living Executive Training Program begins March 10th, Dementia Specialty Training on March 24th, and Mental Health Specialty Training on March 30th. Registration will open soon for each of these opportunities. Watch your inbox or our social media channels for the announcement in the coming days. Did you know that as a Waka member, you also enjoy access to trainings, recordings, and webinars through our national affiliate partners? The Aka NCAL Ed Portal boasts hundreds of resources for assisted living and skilled nursing providers, covering topics such as infection prevention, Medicaid reimbursement, survey and regulatory, and more. They even have a quick CE section where you can find trainings brief enough to meet your busy schedule. Explore the portal at educate.akancal.org. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.